Good morning. Throughout my 3.5 years here at Cal, God has been very faithful to me. When I first told people at the church I attend at home that I would be going to UC Berkeley, they were shocked and they thought I would lose my faith and turn into a hippie or something like that. Someone even gave me a book entitled, How to Stay Christian in College. Fortunately, God kept me close to him and I haven't joined the Berkeley counterculture. I spent my first 1.5 years worshiping at another church, and I didn't feel like I was growing in my faith, and some of that church's practices were questionable. I felt like God was leading me to attend another church, but at the time I was kind of lost as to where I should go. And I received some suggestions from people in my family. For instance, my grandfather actually went to Trinity Methodist over there back in the 30s when he was at Cal, but, you know, their student ministry is pretty small today. But my aunt had gone to First Press and suggested that I visit, so I visited here and a couple of other churches, and I asked the Lord to put me in the church where he wanted me to be. God was faithful to me, and he led me here to First Press. I started coming regularly in August 2006, and having grown up in a sort of traditional church, I started coming to the morning services and was really challenged by the sermons. And, you know, obviously the choir leads us in beautiful traditional music. And so God provided for me a spiritual home where I could grow in my faith here at First Press. And I was also looking for a college fellowship group. And once again, God was faithful in this regard. I heard from a friend about Focus, which is the university ministry here. And here I found a community of Christian brothers and sisters. And every Wednesday we meet for Bible study. And this midweek break from the academic grind to study God's Word and fellowship with friends is truly refreshing for me. In small groups, I found a place where I can share my trials and tribulations as well as be mentored by some of the older members of the church. It was also through Focus that I was able to join a baptism class offered by Josh, and I was baptized here last Easter. Focus is really an invaluable ministry at this church, and many college students, myself included, have found a place to grow in our faith. Another thing that I really noticed about this church that's been a blessing to me is the opportunities for service and outreach. Some of the more meaningful experiences I've had here have been going to the 2 global church conferences, Hope Walks and Do Justice Saturday. And this January, I've had the opportunity to join fellow Focus members for a 10-day mission trip to Mexico. And I had never been on a mission trip before, and I was very blessed to be able to observe and listen to the experiences of our brethren in that country. And it's really been amazing to see how God is continually being faithful as we try to reach out to the community and to the world. So I'm a history major, so I'll end with a little bit of history, and Josh sort of talked a little bit about that earlier. I had the opportunity to use the First Press archives to write my undergraduate history thesis, and in doing, and it was actually on the church's response to the turbulent era of the 60s. And during my research for the project, I found out that this church was chartered on the 31st of March, 1878, so that's 130 years ago now. Interestingly enough, though, Berkeley at First Press is Berkeley's second Presbyterian church, but it was the first Presbyterian church chartered in the city of Berkeley, so that's why we have why it's First Presbyterian Church. And one of the founding members of First Press Berkeley was Joseph LeConte, one of the first professors over in the University of California, and he really sought to foster a relationship between the university and this church. And so, you know, God has really been faithful to this church for 130 years and has used the church to minister to countless university students like myself. And through my years in college, God has certainly shown his faithfulness to me. As the old hymn goes, all I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Thank you.